Thank you, and good morning, and welcome once again to the radio broadcast of the Independence Baptist Church of Forestdale, Missouri. We're glad you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you would receive a blessing from hearing once again a message from the precious Word of God. We would like to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church. We meet at 124 South Main in Forestdale, Missouri. And our Sunday school begins this morning at 10 o'clock with regular classes for all ages. And then at 11 o'clock this morning, our regular worship service. At 4 o'clock tonight, we meet in our evening prayer service. And then at 4:30, we have our evening worship service. At 7 o'clock on Wednesday, we have our midweek Bible study. And so these are our times of worship, and we invite you to come, and knowing that you're going to receive a blessing from hearing a portion of the precious Word of God. Last Sunday morning, we began a series concerning who is God. And this morning, we'd like to continue in this thought. The purpose of this series is that we might better acquaint ourselves with who God is. I really believe that today there's a lot of emphasis being put upon who man is and what man can do, leaving God completely out of the picture. And I think it'd be a real good thing if we would turn away from ourselves and turn back to the living God and worship and serve Him. I know that God is God, and I know that He is a spirit. I know that He rules this world. And I know that everything is going to work out according to the counsel of His own good will. And the Bible tells us this. And so it'd be real good if we would better acquaint ourselves with Him. One thing for sure, if we want to have friends, then we will acquaint ourselves with these people, understand who they are, how they think, why they think what they think, and thereby becoming close friends with them. We spend some time with them. And the same thing is true with God. If we would be where we ought to be learning about God, we're going to have to learn how He thinks, what He thinks, why He thinks what He thinks, and we're going to need to spend some time with Him. Because God is God. There is no better way to acquaint ourselves with Him than a proper study of the Word of God. First of all, I need to say that I will not attempt to prove the existence of God. There is a reason for that. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Psalms 14, verse 1. The Bible also says in the book of Proverbs that there is more hope of anybody than a fool. A fool simply will not listen. Therefore, we will not attempt to prove the existence of God. The Bible doesn't try to prove the existence of God. Genesis 1 verse 1 states, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There is no proof in the Scriptures. The Scriptures do not go into any kind of proof at all that God is God or that He exists. Because man knows that God exists. The book of John chapter 4 and verse 24. Jesus there speaking to the woman at the well. And there said, God is spirit. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. One of the first contemplations that we have of God is that we need to get out of our minds an image of what God looks like. And I know today that there are pictures that people have painted of Jesus, they say, but there is, as far as the Bible concerned, no physical description of God or Jesus at all. And there's a reason for that. The Bible says that God is spirit. You see, God does not exist in a body like ours. He is entirely invisible and is able to be in every part of every place at all times. men would bring their gods down to their own level by making an image of that God. But we do not do that with Jehovah God or with the Almighty God, because there is no image that would describe God. God is absolutely, entirely a pure spirit and cannot be measured in any kind of material terms at all. Notice again the book of Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Here the Bible says, So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, even mentally, God does not exist on the same realm or on the same plane in which we exist. Mankind does have a mind, and we have a brain that God has given to us that's very, very complicated. And yet, God's ways are much higher than our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. His life is entirely unburdened by any kind of care or worry or anything such as that. God is spirit. God does not live even in the realm of time in which we live. The Bible says that God is the eternally existing one. There was never a time when God started existing, and there will never be a time when God will go out of existence. God was in existence before there was time. As a matter of fact, God was never born. God never did start beginning, because God always was. That is very difficult for us to understand, but that is exactly what the Bible teaches. God is God. God looks at things in an entirely different way than we do, because God does not live confined to time or materialism, the material things, the physical things of this world, because God is spirit. God has made the heavens and the earth. God has made time. God has made light. God has made darkness. God has made everything that there is. Nothing has been on this earth that God has not made or caused a man to make. God is just his way. Well, there are two names, really, two general names that are given to God. The first is the name Elohim, which means the God of creation. And then the second name is the name Jehovah, which means the everlasting or the eternally existing one. And so every person, regardless of whether they're saved or lost, can recognize Elohim, the creatorial God. A lost person can walk up and down the hills and the valleys, the mountains of this world, and recognize that God has made this earth, because he is recognizing Elohim, the creatorial God. That does not mean that the lost person is going to go to heaven when they die, because they've not recognized this as being Jehovah. Jehovah, the eternal, everlasting, existing one. The lost people can look at the creation and revel at that and glory in the creation and say, oh, I'm so close to God. And they can get close to the creatorial God through the creation. But the only way that a person can get close to the real God, to the Jehovah God, or find Him precious as their own personal Savior, is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross of Calvary. And so, we need to know that this is absolutely so. As far as the name Jehovah is concerned, there are seven, in the Bible, seven additions, I suppose we could say, to the name Jehovah. The first being Jehovah Jireh. And of course, all of these seven names that we're going to list out here is a further descriptive term of who God is. It's very difficult for us to understand who He is, because He is so encompassing and He is so very large that it's very difficult for us to grasp with these finite human minds that we have. But in Genesis 22 and verse 14, God is described as Jehovah Jireh, that is, God will provide. When God asked Abraham to sacrifice his only son, Abraham was willing, but God intervened and provided a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So it is with us today. God will ask us to give our most valuable possession to Him. He will not want that possession in particular. He just wants us willing to give it to Him. That's Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. And we need to understand that God will provide. If we ask Him, if we long for that thing, and know that it is in His will to give it unto us, God will provide. Everything comes from God. In the book of Exodus 15, in verse 26, we find another descriptive term of God, and that is the name Jehovah Rophekah. The Lord heals. And God has promised that if we would obey Him, that God would heal us in times of distress, in times of need. And so we know this also, that we can get in a lot of trouble health-wise because we take chances not obeying the promises of God. God does not promise us that we won't get lung cancer if we smoke. God has not promised us not getting skin cancer if you don't cover your body from the sun, that is, avoiding nakedness. God has not promised that we won't get some kind of emphysema or whatever from the use of tobacco and all of this. But God said, if you stay away from those things, then I will heal you. I will be with you. This does not mean that we will never get sick. He is not saying here that we'll never go to the hospital, that we'll never have to have an operation, but He's saying that God will heal. And I think all of you can know of times that a child or a parent or someone has been very, very ill, and people have come around their bedside and they have prayed for this person, and the doctors may have given them up. But they prayed for them that God would touch their bodies and that God would heal that person if it's His will. And then seeing that person raise up off the bed and walk and go about their life worshiping God once again. And the doctors were amazed. But the people would say, that is God that has done that. Listen, God heals our bodies. He heals our sin-sick souls from a devil's hell. He forgives sins because He's God. He's a wonderful, marvelous God that we have, that we love because He first loved us. And then another one. In the book of Exodus 17 and verse 15, Jehovah Nissa, that is, the Lord is my banner, or the battle is the Lord's. Oh, don't you just love this? Because God is our great protector. God is the one that gives us the victory over our enemies. We give Him the glory, and He gives us the victory. It's not necessarily in the battles that we fight, although God would want us to fight and to be doing the things that He wants us to do. Still, He gives us grace, and the battle is the Lord's. Oh, what a wonderful God that He is. I wish today that you knew the God that I knew, because the Bible tells us in the book of Judges, chapter 6 and verse 24, that Jehovah Shalom, that is, God is peace. Oh, what a wonderful thing this is, because God is our peace. Oh, how people struggle today in this world to find peace, to find contentment, to find joy, to find happiness. And they try everything that man could devise. They try this product, that product. They try this vacation, that vacation. But they can never find that everlasting peace that only God gives. Oh, but how much peace can we have when God is watching over us and when we know that God has His control over our lives? Oh, if you don't know Jesus, precious to your own soul, I'd pray that you would rely upon Him, recognize your wickedness, and trust Him before it's eternally too late for you. Well, we see that our time has gone away from us again today. We invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church and listen again next Sunday morning for a continuation of these messages. Thank you now for listening.